弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be to all the brothers and sisters.
主耶稣圣名，一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we will study the words of God in the Bible together.
今天晚上我们一起来查考被圣灵差遣传福音。
Tonight we will study to be sent by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel.
我们现在来看使徒行传十三章。
Let's read the book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章第三节。
Acts chapter 13, verse 3.
第三节说，于是禁食祷告，按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。第四节。
Verse 4.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，从那里坐船往基比路去。第五节。
Verse 5.
到了撒拉米，就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道，也有约翰做他们的帮手。这是使徒行传里面第一次圣灵亲自差派他的工人往外国传福音。
This is the first time in the book of Acts that the Holy Spirit sent people to go to a foreign place to preach the gospel.
那第四节特别提到说他们是被圣灵差遣的。
And verse 4 is specifically said that they're being sent out by the Holy Spirit.
那这也是我们都很熟悉的保罗他第一次的海外的宣道旅程。
And this is also something that we're very familiar with, which was the first missionary trip of Paul.
那这是由圣灵发起的。
And this was started by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵指定谁要出去传福音。
And the Holy Spirit specifically appointed whom would be going out to preach.
那圣灵就跟他们同工。
And the Holy Spirit worked with them.
其实是圣灵在引导他们的路线。
And actually, it was the Holy Spirit that was leading their path.
真正使徒他们所做的是跟随圣灵的声音、脚步、到各处去传福音。
And what the apostles did was to just follow the voice and the guidance of the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel everywhere.
我们从使徒行传看到教会发展的这个过程。
From the book of Acts, we can see the development of the church.
那从主耶稣升天的时候交代门徒一定要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵，然后就可以得能力，之后可以做见证。
Since the time that Jesus ascended to heaven, he told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the Holy Spirit, and they shall receive power to be witnesses for God.
那主耶稣特别跟他们说，要从耶路撒冷起。然后到犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极做见证。
And Jesus told them specifically that starting in Jerusalem and then to Samaria and to the ends of the earth, they will be witnesses for the Lord.
所以在五旬节使徒他们领受圣灵之后。
And so at the Pentecost, when the disciples received the Holy Spirit,
那个神的工作快速到。他那个真的让使徒很惊讶的。
The work of God was so fast, it was astonishing, even to the disciples.
因为彼得圣灵降临之后，他起来那一篇讲道一讲就三千人受洗。
Because after the Holy Spirit descended, Peter stood up and spoke a sermon, and 3,000 people were baptized.
那是他们第一次主耶稣升天之后执行洗礼。
And this was the first time. For them to perform baptism after Jesus ascended to heaven.
要奉耶稣的名洗。
And they did it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
洗礼是为了要赦罪。
And baptism is for the forgiveness of sins.
罪赦了之后就要领受这个应许的圣灵。
And after the remission of sins, you will receive the promise of the Holy Spirit.
那所以这个圣灵要祈求你就可以得到。
And this Holy Spirit, as long as you ask, you can receive it.
那我们就看到当时候使徒嘛，他们真的是被圣灵充满的。
And we see that at the time, the apostles, they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
当时候圣经特别记载说，这个是神把这个得救人天天加给他们。
And the Bible specifically recorded that God gave them those who are being saved every day.
那表示说，其实这些来新信的人，基本上是神自己带来的。使徒他们在那个时候，他们并没有 很积极的说要去传福音的。
And so it tells us that at that time, those who believed were brought to the church by God Himself. The apostles did not zealously preach the gospel.
他们当时只有做几件事而已啊。
All they did was a few things.
他们就是恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine.
他们就是彼此交接薄饼，祷告。
And they had fellowship in the breaking of bread, and then they prayed.
然后他们，你看就这样子，他们在学道理，他们在团契，在互相激励，然后能够明白啊，真的是这是主耶稣基督，他照他应许啊，赐下给我们的恩典。
And so basically, they were just studying the words of God together, and they were having fellowship with each other, and they understood that this was the grace that God has given them through the Lord.
那每一个人，他们都纯诚实的心，就是他们的心都很干净、很纯洁的。
And every one of them had a pure heart.
又很喜乐。
And they were filled with joy.
这样子，那个说神就让他们得到众民的喜爱。
And because of that, they were having favor with all the people.
然后神就把这个人哦，都就每天都给他们。
And then so God added to them daily those who were being saved.
那这个时候，你看使徒就得能力，就可以行神迹啊。
And at this time, the apostles received power, and they were able to perform miracles.
那我们就知道，等到你看彼得他在使徒行传第三章，他就你看抓住一个机会，就像当时候看到瘸腿的起来走路这个神迹的人，见证耶稣基督。
And so we see that in chapter 3, Peter used that opportunity, having the miracle of the lame walking, and he started to witness for Christ.
那时候他一道理一讲，大家听了就信了，就很多，很快又变五千个。
And as soon as he spoke the word, people were happy, and 5,000 people were added to them who believed.
那这个时候，你看逼迫就来到了。
And then at this time, persecution came.
就是个公会的人，这些掌权的人就禁止他们要不可以再奉耶稣的名去宣讲道理。
So these people from the council prohibited them to preach in the name of the Lord Jesus.
当时候他们是说你不可以奉耶稣的名去教训人，去讲论教训人呢。
At the time, they were saying that you are not allowed to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus and preach.
当时候你看使徒他们就。他们说我们所听见我们所看到怎么可以不说他们所看到就是教会里面大家这样子你看一起生活大家得到神的恩典这个神迹奇事他们要述说因着耶稣的名而行出来的。
And so the apostles at the time replied, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. They had to speak and say the things that they were seeing, which was the situations in the church where everyone was filled with joy.
所以当时候你看使徒他们一直很强调说主耶稣复活了。
So at the time, the apostles were emphasizing on the fact that Jesus resurrected.
旧约所预言的这些救恩现在都实现应验在我们眼前耶稣基督他就是救主。
And the prophecies that were mentioned in the Old Testament was fulfilled in front of their eyes, and that was the Lord Jesus.
所以他们当时候其实在传神的道理。
And so at the time, they were preaching the word of God.
那神的道理就是，你看主耶稣基督是按照神的计划，在旧约里面众先知所预言的那一位啊，我们一到听他就得生命，已经来到了。
And the word of God was that this Jesus Christ, which was the promised one from God, had been fulfilled in their eyes, and that as long as we obey him and listen to him, we will receive this word of life.
你看那时候弟兄姐妹他们这样祷告。
And so the brothers and sisters were praying.
那他们就被圣灵充满。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他们就得到胆量，就放胆去讲论神的道理。
And so they received boldness, and then they were able to preach the word of God.
那他们当时候，你看那个教会真的是兴旺。
And so we see that at the time the church was prosperous.
人数越来越多。
And the number of people were increasing.
所以当时候应该是上万，应该算万的哈。那个弟兄姐妹就聚集在耶路撒冷。
So at the time, the number should be in the several thousands, and the brothers and sisters were gathered in Jerusalem.
那当时候神用神迹奇事印证这个所传道理，就很多人信主。
And at the time, God used miracles to prove the word that was spoken, and many people believed in the Lord.
那时候那个这些 祭司长他们越逼迫，这个道理越兴旺。
And at the time, the priests and the leaders, the more that they persecuted, the more prosperous the word became.
你看，等到神的时候到了以后，这个逼迫来，哎，后来你看大家散出去，就开始把道理往外传了。
And then when the time of God came, and when the persecution came, the people were scattered, and they brought the word with them elsewhere.
在使徒行传第八章看到门徒他们，当耶路撒冷教会大遭逼迫，那门徒就分散出去传福音了。
So we see that in chapter 8, when the church in Jerusalem received great persecution, the disciples dispersed and preached elsewhere.
他们走到哪里就传到哪里。
And wherever they went, they were preaching.
那这个就把神的道理这样子 很快速的扩展到犹太全地，甚至到撒玛利亚去了。
And so, very soon, the word of God were preached in all Judea and also in Samaria.
所以当时候这些主的门徒就是遇到一逼迫出去，他们自己出去自己去传福音的。
And so the disciples of the Lord at the time when they received persecution, they were dispersed and then they carried the gospel with them.
他们去讲的其实是使徒他们所教导的。
And what they were speaking were teachings from the apostles.
所以是个人的传道，他走去哪里他就传到哪里去。
And so this was a personal type of evangelism. Wherever they were going, that's where they preached.
所以特别圣经在就提到说当时候弟兄姐妹他们到处去传福音。
And the Bible recorded at the time that the brothers and sisters, they were preaching everywhere.
你如果看我们第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那分散的人往各处去传道。
Those who were scattered went everywhere preaching the word.
那包括当时候你看那些这个腓力士传福音的腓力其实就是当时候在耶路撒冷被选出来的七个管理饭食的这个执事之一。
And this Philip, who preached the gospel, he was one of the seven that was elected in Jerusalem to manage food.
所以当时候弟兄姐妹，你看他们出外的时候。就是把这个福音就带到他们所到的地方了。
And so the brothers and sisters at the time when they went everywhere, they brought the gospel with them.
好，那所以那神的这个计划神当时候他的旨意就这样子逐渐的实现了。
And so the plan of God or the will of God was fulfilled at the time.
那我们就一直看到神他怎么样打开这个。往外邦人传道的门。
And then we see how God opened the door to the Gentiles.
所以哥尼流他来信主了。
And then so Cornelius believed in the Lord.
那现在逼迫更加严重。
And then now the persecution is even more severe.
所以到第十二章我们看到，甚至使徒都被杀害了。
And so until chapter 12, we see that even the apostle was killed.
可是当时候那个教会就为这逼迫祈求神怜悯。
But then the church at the time, because of the persecution, they asked for God's mercy.
那这个时候，其实整个教会他们都已经知道说神的旨意在哪里了。
And so at this time, the whole church understood what the will of God was.
包括彼得他都了解了。
Including Peter himself.
主耶稣所吩咐的要往地极传福音，一定要完成。
What Jesus commanded them to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth, this must be completed.
所以其实你看这第十二章在记载彼得被去抓。抓去关监牢的时候
，And so when chapter 12, when it recorded that Peter was taken to be in prison,
当时候彼得也是很镇静。
At the time, Peter was very calm.
他真的是有内心有主的平安。
And he had the peace of the Lord in his heart.
因为这个希律王这个希律王他想说，这个杀害使徒，犹太人很高兴。
Because King Herod, when he thought that to kill apostles it pleased the Jews.
你看他是一步一步来的，慢慢来的。
And so we could see that he actually did it step by step.
他本来一开始是说，下手苦害教会几个人。
In the beginning, he was just putting
第一节
verse one harassing some from the church.
这个是就是跟你扰乱而已。
He was just harassing them.
第二节说，接下来杀这个约翰的哥哥雅各。
And then verse two, he killed James, the brother of John.
那这个就是当时候的。那时候的使徒
And he was one of the apostles.
那 诶，他说他看到犹太人喜欢这件事情。
And so he saw that it pleased the Jews.
接下去他说动彼得的那个脑筋了。
And then so he proceeded to seize Peter.
所以去抓彼得了。
So he took Peter.
啊，因为彼得以前就被抓过。
And Peter was taken before.
但是抓的时候被抓的时候不是希律王的抓的。
But he wasn't taken by King Herod.
以前是被公会人抓去的。
He was taken by the people in the council.
那当时候他们其实没有那个权柄去杀人的。
And at that time, they did not have the authority to kill.
可是这次那个希律王下手去拿彼得，就有权柄杀他了。
But then this time, King Herod, when he seized Peter, he had the authority to kill.
第十二节特别提到说，又是逾越节的时候。
In verse 12, it says that it was during Passover.
你就按照历史的记录哈，这件事情大概是在公元44年的时候发生的。
So according to history, this event happened around 44 AD.
那14年前，主耶稣也是在逾越节的时候被抓走。
And 14 years ago, Jesus was also taken captive on Passover.
那被审，然后被杀害。
And then he was judged and he was killed.
那主耶稣要被抓，那个晚上，彼得他们去祷告也是睡着了，睡得很好。
And the night that Jesus was taken, Peter and the rest of the disciples fell asleep.
那主耶稣在祷告。
And Jesus was praying.
你看，这个14年之后啊。
But 14 years later,
这个事情也是一样继续啊。
This thing continued.
这次换彼得要被抓了。
But this time it was Peter who was taken.
教会的人为他祷告。
And the people at church
prayed for him. 他已经被抓起来，准备要被接下去除酵节的日子哈，除酵节节期之后，准备就要办他，不是被审判，不然就是被杀嘛。
He was taken, and right after the feast of the unleavened bread, he would be either judged or be killed.
哦，因为第四节特别说，逾越节之后哈，他就把他提出来，要当着百姓办他的。
Because verse 4 said that they were intending to bring him before the people after Passover.
结果你看，这个时候教会在为他祷告。
And at this time, the church was praying for him.
彼得他也在睡觉。
But Peter was also sleeping.
他这次睡在两个兵丁中，被两条铁链锁着的。
And this time he was sleeping in between two soldiers, shackled with a chain.
我们就看到，哎，这个事情日光之下没有新鲜事。主耶稣当时跟彼得这样讲，真的也是这样发生的。
And so we could see that this event, it truly, there's nothing new under the sun. What Jesus told Peter, it truly happened.
我所要喝的杯你们也要喝了。
The cup that I drink, you are to drink too.
现在彼得在睡觉。
And now that Peter is sleeping,
整个教会在他为他切切的祷告神。
But the whole church prayed earnestly for him.
结果这个时候神就伸手拯救。
And then God stretched out his hand to save.
所以等到彼得被救出来之后，他恍然大悟。
So, after Peter was saved and he came out, he realized.
现在神留住他的生命了。
That God had kept his life.
虽然当时彼得他不害怕死亡。
Even though at that time Peter was not afraid to die.
可是他一直都记住主耶稣给他交代的事情。
But he always remembered what Jesus told him.
要把这个福音传到地极去。
To preach the gospel to the ends of the earth.
到底要怎么样做，他其实也不知道啊。
And exactly how to do that, he did not know.
因为主耶稣只跟他说，这个目标是在就是这样子。
Because all Jesus told him was that's the goal.
要怎么去执行？圣灵自然会带领他。
And in order how as to how to execute it, the Holy Spirit would guide them.
所以这个时候，你看彼得被救出来以后，他说：“哎，他突然醒悟过来了，是主救他脱离希律的手和犹太百姓一切所盼望的，就是要把他杀死这件事情。”
And so after Peter was saved and he came out, he realized that. He said, "Now I know for certain that the Lord has sent His angel to deliver me and deliver me from the expectation of the Jewish people, which was His death."
真的是神保留他的生命的。
It was truly God who kept His life.
那所以哈，他现在你看第十二节，他说想了一想，哎，他就要去跟这个教会弟兄姐妹报告。
And so in verse 12, after he had thought about this, after he had considered this, he decided to tell the brothers and sisters at church.
那时候众弟兄姐妹为他切切祷告神，彻夜祷告的。
At that time, the brothers and sisters were praying fervently for him, and they were praying all night.
大家真的是惊奇，不敢相信他竟然被救出来了。
And everybody was amazed. They couldn't believe that he was saved.
你看当时候彼得，你看叫他们说，你不要惊讶，不要喊呢。
And so at the time, Peter told them, do not,
不要作声,
do not make any sound.
他就跟他们讲说是天使怎么救他出来的。
And so Peter started to tell them how the angel saved him.
你们去把这件事情告诉雅各跟众弟兄。
And he said, go tell these things to James and to the brothers.
这个雅各是这个主的兄弟雅各。
This James is the brother of the Lord Jesus.
也就是当时候使徒教会里面的带领人。
Who was the leaders of the apostolic church.
跟他所以他说你去告诉他我已经被救出来了，他于是彼得呢就出去了，他就往别处去了，他就跑走了。
So Peter told them to go tell James that he's been saved, and then Peter left.
当时候其实彼得他不要留在那边也有原因呢。
Peter had reasons as to why he did not stay.
因为他如果在那个地方，那个西律一定会来找的。
Because if he had stayed, then Herod would definitely look for him.
所以当时候，你看他不想连累教会。
So he did not want to trouble the church.
他一定要远远的离开耶路撒冷。
He wanted to get away from Jerusalem.
这个时候其实是彼得往外去传福音去的。
And so this was the time that Peter went out to preach.
现在在耶路撒冷已经不安全了，他不能够留在了。
Jerusalem is no longer safe, and he couldn't stay.
主是用这个方式让彼得出去传福音的。
And God, the Lord used this method to make Peter go out and preach.
那后来当然这个西律找不到彼得，后来这些兵丁就被杀了。
And so later on, because Herod couldn't find Peter, so he executed the guards.
但是后来这个逼迫教会的这个西律王也被神审判死亡了。
But then later on, this King Herod who persecuted the church, God also judged him and he died.
所以第二十三节就说他被虫咬死的。
So in verse 23, he died because of the worms.
好，所以第二十四节特别说神的道就日渐兴旺，愈发广传。
And then verse 24.But the word of God grew and multiplied.
那表示说，这些传福音的障碍哈，这个逼迫教会的人呢，神把它除去之后，教会现在开始就兴旺，道理就传福音就没有障碍了。
So it tells us that this obstacle that was preventing the church or who was persecuting the church after God removed it, then there's no more obstacles and the word of God grew.
现在福音要往外广传，接下去就是要来执行。主耶稣基督所定的旨意的。
And so now that the gospel is to be preached everywhere, and now they need to execute this will of the Lord.
这个时候，其实教会已经建立在安提亚的地方了。
At this time, the church was established in Antioch.
因为第十一章就记载在安提亚教会被建立。基督徒的这个称呼是从安提亚开始的。
In chapter 11, it recorded that church was established at Antioch, and people were called Christians starting there.
安提亚其实当时罗马帝国的第三大城。
And the city of Antioch was the third largest city of the Roman Empire.
那个时候，你看这个有许多的工人在这个教会里面，在神所预备的工人在那里了。
And in the church, there were many workers that God provided who were there.
十三章的一开头的时候就说，教会那时候有几位的先知和教师，这七个人呢，他们在那里禁食祷告。
And in the beginning of chapter 13, it says
五个人
it says that that there were five people, prophets and teachers, who they were fasting and praying.
这五个人当中，一个是扫罗。
Out of the five, one of them was Saul.
一个是巴拿巴。
And the other was Barnabas.
另外有三个人，所以扫罗跟巴拿巴这是我们认识的人。
And there were three other people, and we know Saul and Barnabas.
那他们这五个人，他们在那里侍奉主禁食的时候，第二节特别说。
In verse 2, when they were serving the Lord, when they were ministering to the Lord and fasted.
我们知道那个当时候的犹太人呢，他们其实很过一个很敬虔的生活，他们每一周禁食两次。
We know that the Jews at the time they were very devout and they would fast twice a week.
他们用禁食的方式来服侍主的。
They used fasting as a way to serve God.
因为那时候是有教会的，安提亚教会啊。
Because they there was the church of Antioch.
这些人是当讲道的人跟当老师的人。
And these people were people who were speaking sermons and teachers.
那所以我就看到说，这个在领会的，在对在讲道的，在做教师工作的人呢，真的要 像他们这样子禁食祷告。
And so we see that those who speak sermons and who are teachers need to be like them to fast and pray.
他们祷告是要求能力的。
When they pray, they're asking for power.
那这些人都是在教会里面服事的人。
And all these people were ministers in the church.
那在他们禁食的时候，你看圣灵就出声跟他们说。
And as they were fasting, the Holy Spirit said to them.
这个我们就看到圣灵的明确的指示是来自于禁食祷告。
And so we can see that a clear direction from the Holy Spirit comes from fasting and praying.
那他们这些人呢，在禁食祷告的人是他们是已经在教会里面很热心在服侍主的人。
And these people who were fasting and praying, they were all people who were fervently serving the Lord in the church.
那这个时候，圣灵第二节说，要为我分派巴拿巴跟扫罗去做我召他们做的工作。
And then the Holy Spirit said, separate to me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them.
是做主的工，不是做人的工作。
They were doing the work of God and not the work of man.
是做我召他们所要做的工嘛，哈，是主的工啊。
They were to do the work to which I have called them, which was the work of God.
哦，所以这个就是圣灵很明确的让教会知道。往外传福音，这个工作是神的工。
And so this was to tell the church very clearly that to preach the gospel this is the work of God.
那这个时候，他们就明白神的旨意啊。
And so at this time, they understood the will of God.
那所以他们接下去第三节说，于是他们又禁食祷告。
And then, so verse 3 it says that they started to fast and pray.
然后就按手在他们头上，就打发他们去了。
And then they laid hands on them and they sent them away.
那这个按手就打发他们去，就是等于是按手差派他们出去传福音了。
So this laying hands on them is to send them out to preach.
那这个也就是第一次教会正式的派工人出外传福音。
And this was also the very first time, officially the first time the church sent out workers to preach.
你看以前在这之前，耶路撒冷的教会是派人出去关心那些在撒玛利亚在各地方信主的这些门徒。
Before, in the church in Jerusalem, they sent people out to care for the believers that's in Samaria and elsewhere.
你看第八章就很清楚。
If we read chapter 8, that is very clear.
第十四节
Verse 14.
在耶路撒冷的教会听到撒玛利亚人信主了，你看他们就打发彼得、约翰，然后到他们去为他们祷告，然后就鼓励他们要求圣灵。
When the apostles were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent people to pray for the Holy Spirit for them.
啊，就是要让他们得圣灵嘛。
The purpose was so that they can receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他们当时都还没有得圣灵啊。
Because they did not receive the Holy Spirit.
只是受洗而已啊。
Yet. They had just been baptized.
所以这个就是派出去关心他们，为他们祷告。
So this was so to send people out to care for them and to pray for them.
那个等到彼得，你看他到这个，他在那个第九章哈。
And then in chapter 9.
在第九章，他在这个削皮匠西门的家里啊。
Peter was at the home of Simon the tanner.
那这个第十章开始的这个哥尼流的这个信主的经过哈。
And starting in chapter 10, beginning of Cornelius believing in the Lord.
彼得出去的时候，他并不是他是去。你看他说他到周流四方，他周流四方的时候到了那个吕大的圣徒那里，第九章第三十二节。
And in chapter 9 verse 32, it was as Peter went through all parts of the country, then he came down to the saints who dwelt in Lydda.
那到这个地方他行了神迹了。
And then he did a miracle.
然后之后又到了这个约帕啊，让多加复活。
And then he went to Joppa, and then Dorcas was resurrected.
然后就住在这个西门的家里。
And then he stayed in the home of Simon.
好，那第十章这个就是这个异象特别指示他的。
And then chapter 10, that's when the vision specifically instructed him.
神直接派彼得去传福音给哥尼流。
God directly sent Peter to preach the gospel to Cornelius.
当时候教会不知道。
At the time, the church did not know.
所以那个等到彼得回来耶路撒冷的时候，他回来报告怎么一回事。
So when Peter arrived back at Jerusalem, he has report to them what happened.
因为当时候很多人还不觉得说。应该往外传，特别是要传给那个外邦人。
Because many people at the time do not think that they needed to preach the gospel out, or especially to the Gentiles.
哦，那所以因为神特别亲自啊开启了这个工作。
And so God himself opened up this work.
让众百姓了解说，哦，原来神的道理应该也是要给外邦人得到的。
And then, so the people understood that the word of God, was to be preached to the Gentiles as well.
哦，所以彼得回来报告以后呢，第十一章的第十八节呢，哎，众人就归荣耀给神了。
And so after Peter came back and reported what happened, the people, chapter 11, verse 18, people glorified God.
第十八节就说，这样看来，神也赐恩给外邦人，叫他们悔改得生命了。
Verse 18, they said, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance to life.
所以这个当时候要向外国去传福音这件事情哦，其实在耶路撒冷的教会他们很谨慎，不敢去做。
So, this matter of preaching the gospel to the Gentiles, at the time in the Church of Jerusalem, they were very careful and they did not dare to do such a thing.
那所以你看神哦，特别在安提阿地方兴起他的教会了。
And so God specifically prospered his church in Antioch.
所以现在以安提阿为中心，要成为往外宣道的中心。
And so Antioch Church became the center, or the base, to preach the gospel.
现在在这个教会里面，你看这些工人哦，他们就这样子禁食祷告。
And then these workers in the church, they fasted and they prayed.
圣灵就派他们了。
And then the Holy Spirit sent them.
那是整个教会同心合意的啊，把他们送出去传去做工，神的工。
And the whole church, they were united in heart to send these people out to do the work of God.
如果我们看第十三章，这个圣灵要派他们出去的啊，这个事情。
If we read chapter 13, regarding the matter of the Holy Spirit sending them out.
我们看保罗、巴拿巴这两个人。
Let's look at Paul and Barnabas.
因为这是圣灵特别说要这两个人去嘛。
Because the Holy Spirit specifically said, send these two people out.
他们这些人是本来都在教会里面已经在服事，啊，也有这个恩赐。
These two people were already ministering, in the church, and they also have, this talent.
那这个教会，你如果看注意看那五个人哦，他们其实是不同背景不一样的。
And, these five people, if we look at their background, they were all different.
那个称呼尼杰的西面，他是应该看起来是皮肤很黑的。
That person Simeon who was called Niger, he probably had very dark skin.
那个古利奈人哦，古利奈人，那是应该是在非洲那一带的。
And Lucius of Cyrene, he was probably from the region of Africa.
那不一样的，那个巴拿巴是那个塞浦路斯人呢。
And Barnabas was the.
基比路嘛哈，第四章就提到巴拿巴是哪里人呢？
In chapter 4, it talks about where Barnabas was from.
哦，他是利未，他是利未人，是在基比路，就是塞浦路斯的。
He was a Levite.
对，利未，第四章的第三十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 36. Barnabas, who was a Levite of the country of Cyprus.
好，那保罗呢？扫罗他就是那个大树人呢、啊。
And Paul, who was, or Saul, who was Paul, he was from Tarsus.
啊，那这个，你看他们都不同地方人。
They were all people from different places.
那可是他们都一起在侍奉神。
But then they were serving God together.
我们就看到这个教会哦，很合。
So we could see that this church was very united.、
啊、不一样的背景啊，可能种族也不一样，没有关系。
They were of different backgrounds, very likely different ethnicities, but that was not what mattered.
那他们在教会里面服事做不同的工作。
And they were serving in the church doing different kinds of work.
那他们很你看很一致的，他们每一天都有这个灵修的生活。
And very uniformly, they have this kind of spiritual cultivation daily.
那么就是你看他们侍奉主，然后禁食。
They would minister to the Lord and they would fast and pray.
那表示说，因为他们是 他们在领受道理，他们也在侍奉，他们也在行出来的他们所学到的。
So it tells us that they were receiving the word of God. They were listening to the word of God as well as doing the word of God.
他们其实是被圣灵充满的。
And they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以这个时候，你看这个神哦，就特别呼召他们要出去。
And so at this time, God called them and sent them out.
他们领受了圣灵给他的使命。
And they received this mission by the Holy Spirit.
那教会呢，就为他们祝福，你按手祷告。
And then the church blessed them, laid hands on them, and sent them out.
啊，其实就是也得到教会的祷告的啊差派了哈。
And this was to tell us that they also received the sending of the church through prayer.
那他们去传福音的就是两个一起去，有同工。
And then when they went out to preach, they did two of them together as co-workers.
当时候你看他们明白神的旨意之后，哎。就打发他们出去，他们就马上出去了。
After understanding the will of God, they were sent away and then they left.
我们看到这些工人呢，他们很积极的马上去执行，他们并没有很犹豫说，哎，那这样到底要去哪里传，要怎么传？
We see that these workers they do not hesitate or wonder where exactly they should go to preach.
所以今天你看这个圣灵是主导。圣灵在差派工人啊，圣灵在指示工人该怎么做。
So we see that it was the Holy Spirit that was the leader that was the guiding the workers how to do the job.
那他们这两个人就顺服圣灵的引导，哎，他们就开始，你看第一站是先到基比路去的。
And so these two people, they also obeyed followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and then they went to Cyprus as their first stop.
那基比路就是巴拿巴的故乡啊。
And Cyprus was the hometown of Barnabas.
那他基比路去，哎，他就到了犹太人的会堂去。
And then when they went to Cyprus, they went to the synagogue of the Jews.
他们就开始讲神的道理，讲耶稣基督了。
And they started to preach the word of God, Jesus Christ.
哦，然后他们去，我们就看到，哎，圣灵差派他们出去的时候。
And we see that when the Holy Spirit sent them out,
他们所讲的道理是神的道，他不是在讲人的道理。
The word that they were preaching was the word of God and not the word of man.
因为有圣灵的差遣之后，他们就得能力了。
Because after being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they received power.
那个时候，你看他们现在出去也其实也真的是要完全靠圣灵。第六节说，他们就遇到了一个人了哈。
So when they went out with the power of the Holy Spirit, they had to rely on the Holy Spirit. In verse 6, it says that they found a certain man.
啊，这个是充当假先知的。
And this man was a false prophet.
啊，是会行法术的。
And he was a sorcerer.
他叫做巴耶稣，就是自称是耶稣的儿子啊。
And he was called Bar Jesus, meaning the son of Jesus.
那因为这个人是犹太人啊。
And this person was a Jew.
那他是行邪术的，这在当时候其实是这个是违反律法的。
And he was a sorcerer at the time. He was doing things that was against the law.
这个人他跟这个士修保罗，就是这个省长哈，他熟识。
And this person was very familiar with the proconsul Sergius Paulus.
那现在这个士修保罗想要来听神的道理。
And so now this proconsul wants to listen to the word of God.
行邪术的他就阻挡。
But this sorcerer was being an obstacle.
我们看到第九节哈。
Let's read verse 9.
那个时候保罗他被圣灵充满，就看他。
And at the time, Saul, who was filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him.
他就很直接的就跟他讲了第十节这些话语。
And then verse 10, he said very directly what was recorded in verse 10.
他说你是充满各样诡诈、奸恶、魔鬼的儿子、众善的仇敌。
He says, O full of all deceit and all fraud, you son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness.
说你腐乱主的正道还不止住吗？
Well, you not cease perverting the straight ways of the Lord.
好，现在主的手要交在你的身上，你就要瞎眼。
And now indeed the hand of the Lord is upon you, you shall be blind.
哇，真的这个人就瞎眼了嘛。
And then this person became blind.
所以这样一个神的权柄哈彰显出来，那个士求保方伯看到很稀奇就信了。
And so this power of God was manifested, and then the proconsul when he saw he was amazed and he believed.
我们就看到这个就是当圣灵差遣出去的时候，这个神用神迹奇事来印证这个神道。
So we see that when they were sent out by the Holy Spirit to preach, God would use miracles to prove the word that was being preached.
那保罗他说被圣灵充满。
And then Paul was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他就有勇气，他也不害怕了。
So he was courageous and he was not afraid.
真的是蛮有胆量的。
And he was very bold.
非常有信心。
Very filled with faith.
他知道这个人是主爱福音的人。
He knew that this person was someone who was an obstacle to the gospel.
所以我们看到神的这个权柄彰显的时候，哎，这个道理就兴旺。
So we see that when the authority and the power of God was manifested, and the gospel prospered.
我们看到当圣灵在差派那工人出去传福音的时候。
And we see that when the Holy Spirit sent out the workers to preach the gospel,
这个神的能力就跟随。
Then the power of God followed.
那他这个能力的跟随，能力还不是只是用在这个这个行神迹这一事情而已。
And the power was not used just for the miracle.
而是接下去从第十六节我们看到保罗在讲道理。
But also starting from verse 16 onwards, Paul was speaking the word.
保罗就开始，这个是保罗第一篇的道理。
This was the first sermon by Paul.
他出外传福音的时候，在这个在当时候的这个比西底的安提亚这个地方他所讲的。
When he was preaching the gospel, and this was what he said in Antioch in Paphos.
他就开始讲这个历史。
He started speaking the history.
他重点是要让他们了解耶稣基督是大卫的子孙。
And his main point was to have the people understand that Jesus was the descendant of David.
耶稣就是施洗约翰一直在讲那位基督了。
And Jesus was the Christ that John the Baptist kept on talking about.
耶稣基督被钉十字架是按照先知所预言的了，旧约圣经一直都讲的了。
And the crucifixion of Jesus was what was prophesied in the Old Testament the whole time.
他是照着这个预言被钉死，但是他复活了。
He was crucified according to the prophecy, but he resurrected.
他就引用大卫的诗篇说，你看大卫都已经尸体都烂掉了，但是你看耶稣活起来了。
And then he used Psalm written by David to say that David's tomb is with them till this day, but Jesus was resurrected.
所以重点是耶稣基督从死里复活。
So the main point was that Jesus resurrected.
他复活之后，赦罪的道理要在神面前称义，是由这个耶稣基督福音开始的，才有的。
And after this resurrection, his gospel of being justified in front of God, this starts from the gospel of Jesus Christ.
所以靠着律法不能够称义的，现在靠耶稣都可以了。
And so that is why those who cannot be justified by the law through Jesus Christ now they can all be justified.
然后最后他就给他们一个很严厉的警戒。
And then in the end, he gave a severe warning.
所以第四十节说你们要务要小心哦。
So verse 40 it says, "Beware, therefore."
因为第四十一节说主说你们这个轻慢的人要观看，要惊奇，要灭亡，因为在你们的时候，我行一件事，虽然有人告诉你们，你们总是不信。
In verse 41 it says, "Because the Lord said, 'Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish, for I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you.'"
他们不信，就是会死在罪里面的。
If they do not believe, they would die in their sins.
就是现在主耶稣基督来传这个赦罪的这个道理，你不信就是没办法逃罪的了。
Now that Jesus Christ is preaching this gospel for the remission of sins, and if you do not believe, then you would die in your sins.
所以你看保罗他这篇道理讲得非常的有力。
And so we see that the sermon spoken by Paul was filled with power.
那当时候听的人都是说你下次再来听，再来讲给我们听。
And then the people who heard it at the time, they told him to come back and speak again.
当时候其实有很多人信了。
At the time, many people believed.
所以那个第四十三节散会以后，那有些真的是神感动开他们心的人，就跟随保罗的。
In verse 43, after they finished their service, the people whose heart God opened, they believed and followed Paul.
到下个安息日，他说全城的人几乎都来要听道理。
On the next Sabbath day, almost the whole city came together to hear the word of God.
就是你看是这个就是 被圣灵 差遣，圣灵充满之后，他所展现出来的能力的。
And so this was the power manifested after being sent out by the Holy Spirit.
真的在整个使徒行传里面，就只有这一次是这么样的风动的。
And in the whole book of the book of Acts, this was the only time that it was like this.
下一次很轰动就是在以弗所，全城暴动。
The next time that it was so crazy was in the city of Ephesus.
但是那个全城暴动是要去抓保罗的。
And the whole city was in riot, but that was for the purpose to seize Paul.
这一次全城人都来听道理。
But this time the whole city came to listen to the word of God.
所以这个就是今天圣灵的能力。
So this is the power of the Holy Spirit today.
那神的做工，那个魔鬼会阻挡。
But when God is working, Satan also opposes.
所以我们看到第四十五节特别说，这个不信的犹太人就满心嫉妒。
So we see that in verse 45, the Jews who did not believe, they were filled with envy.
他们就开始毁谤。
And then they started to blaspheme.
他们就攻击，就是要阻碍这个道理传扬。
And they started to attack and to oppose the gospel.
当时候保罗他就很有信心了。
And at the time, Paul was filled with faith.
他说：“你们自己拒绝这个道理，那我们现在要转向外邦人去了。”
He says that you yourself reject this word, then we will turn to the Gentiles.
那结果你看，外邦人听到这个神的预言哈，这个是以赛亚书四十九章里面所讲的，哇，他们就很欢喜，赞美神。
When the Gentiles heard this prophecy recorded in Isaiah, then they heard it and they were filled with joy.
他说：“预定得永生人都信了。”
And it said that those who had been appointed to eternal life believed.
真的在这个比西底安提亚这个地方，这里人大蒙恩典。
So the people who were in Antioch, in Pisidia, these people who were here were greatly blessed.
主的道传遍那一带地方。
And the word of God were preached throughout this area.
那时候你看门徒满心喜乐，又被圣灵充满。
And then at that time, the disciples were filled with joy and again with the Holy Spirit.
我们就看到这个就是圣灵他做他的工作。
And we see that this is the work of the Holy Spirit.
巴拿巴跟保罗是神所用的工人而已，器皿。
And Barnabas and Paul, they were just workers, that vessels that God used.
他们真的是祷告被圣灵充满的人。
And they were praying and they were truly filled with the Holy Spirit.
被派出去就做成美好的工作。
And then when they were sent out, they did a beautiful work.
当我们看到这个十三章所描述的这个神的道兴旺的景况，
And when we read chapter 13 of how the word of God prospered,
我们何等的期待说这样的一个神的作为能够在我们的教会当中实现。
We are also waiting in expectation for such work of God to be fulfilled in our church today.
今天我们领受圣灵。
Today we receive the Holy Spirit.
如果照着主耶稣在约翰福音第二十章里面所说的话语，
According to what Jesus said in John chapter 20,
在约翰福音二十章主耶稣复活的时候跟门徒显现。
John chapter 20, after Jesus resurrected, he appeared to the disciples.
第二十章的二十二节。
John chapter 20, verse 22.
主耶稣跟他们吹了一口气说你们受圣灵。
And Jesus breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."
这个其实这是一个预告的。
This is a
这个就是神的一个神跟他们吹一口气受圣灵之后，这是要差遣他们的。
This is a God is telling them ahead of time that they will receive the Holy Spirit and be sent out.
有圣灵之后，他们就有权柄了。
After receiving the Holy Spirit, they have authority.
第二十三节说，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就留赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下来了。
In verse 23, if you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them, and if you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
所以这个就是今天要赦罪、要留罪的权柄是从圣灵来的，要有先有圣灵。
And so this tells us that the authority to forgive sins or retain things come from the Holy Spirit. We need to have the Holy Spirit first.
这个就是圣灵的应许。
And this is the promise of the Holy Spirit.
给他们权柄，给他们能力。
To give them this authority and power.
但真正领受圣灵是五旬节之后他们得到的。
But they truly received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost afterwards.
使徒们真的就是执行这个神给他们的权柄。
And then the apostles truly started to execute this authority given by the Holy Spirit.
所以今天为什么我们说今天弟兄姐妹，我们 我们在教会里面成为主的门徒之后。
So that is why today we say that brothers and sisters becoming disciples of the Lord in the church.
我们是主的门徒，我们就领受一个使命，就是要去传福音的。
We are the disciples of the Lord, and we receive this mission or this commission to preach the gospel.
我们成为主耶稣基督在世上的这些像世上的光，要去做见证，成为世上的盐。让人可以借着我们认识耶稣了。
We become the light of this world and the salt of this world for the Lord to be witnesses for the Lord to this world.
那如果今天我们领受圣灵以后
，And so today after we receive the Holy Spirit，
我们就是领受从上头来的能力。
We receive the power from above。
我们其实就领受神的差遣。
And we receive the sending of God。
但是要记住，当我们要传福音的时候。
But we need to remember when we are preaching the gospel.
我们一定要像第十三章这里所说的，我们真的是在追求，真的是在服事的。
We need to make sure that we are just like what it's recorded in chapter 13, that we're truly people who are ministering to the Lord.
我们真的是在实行道理。
That we are truly doing the word of God.
所以我们在传福音，基本上就是行道。
So when we're preaching, we're basically doing the word of God.
就在执行神的旨意。
We're executing the will of God.
在完成神在我们身上所要做的工作。
And we are completing the work that God has in our life.
不但我们自己个人要去传。
And not only do we have to do it individually.
我们整个教会更是要这样子传福音。
The whole church must do this to preach.
这是为什么今天我们的教会我们会派工人出去传福音。
And that is why today the church would send our ministers to preach.
那这个因为这个福音要传遍天下。
Because this gospel is to be preached to all the ends of the earth.
那所以我们弟兄姐妹就要为这个事情祷告。
And so as brothers and sisters, we need to pray for this matter.
那让神的旨意在地上可以畅行无阻。
So that God's will can be smooth operating in this world.
那我们在这样做的同时，我们在传福音的同时啊。
And when we're preaching, when we're doing this,
我们就能够经历这个神的能力。
Then we will experience the power of God.
我们被圣灵充满。
And we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就能看到，这个神的道还能够刺入人的心。
And we'll see that the word of God will be piercing people's hearts.
会让人愿意来领受，然后得到这个劝勉。
It will make people want to come and accept this encouragement.
如果我们看保罗，他讲道理的那个他那个内容。
If we look at Paul and the content of his sermons,
他到最后讲的那个话很严厉的。
In the end, his words were quite harsh.
他并没有很担心说，这样话不知道会不会让人家觉得不舒服。
He did not worry whether what he said would make people uncomfortable.
他反而跟他说，你们务要小心。
He said, beware.
如果不信，总会灭亡。
If you do not believe, you will perish.
那这个就是那个圣经神的话所预言的。
And this was the word of God that was prophesied.
他这样讲，众人反而会相信。
Saying this, the people believed.
那他们就想要听更多神的道理。
And then they wanted to hear more of the words of God.
所以这个就是神的道的能力。
So this is the power of the word of God.
因为这不是保罗他自己的发明。
Because this was not something invented by
Paul. 所以真道能够刺入人的心。
And so the truth will pierce people's hearts.
让人可以愿意悔改。
And people are willing to repent.
愿意来就近这个光。
And that they are willing to come near to the light.
他们要来得到主的救恩。
And they want to receive the salvation of the Lord.
众人就很欢喜。
And then everyone was filled with joy.
那这个时候，你看弟兄姐妹和信的人都被圣灵充满了。
And then the brothers and sisters, the believers, they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
真的，神的道啊，就一直兴旺起来。
And the word of God prospered.
我们今天希望能够。像这样子来追求，来传福音。
Today we need to have this kind of heart to pursue to preach the gospel.
我们四月初的时候就要灵布道会。
In the beginning of April, we will have our evangelical
我们许多弟兄姐妹
spiritual convocation.
其实很积极的在做见证，也在邀请慕道者。
There are brothers and sisters who are fervently bearing testimonies and bringing true seekers.
今天当我们教会有一些慕道者新的面孔到 在我们当中的时候
And today in our church when we have new faces coming in
我们一定要很愿意的跟他们分享这个神的道
We need to be willing to share with them the word of God
把我们所领受的我们所听到的跟他们讲
And to share with them what we have received and what we have heard
让他们真的能够看到、哎这个、这就是主的救恩
So that they will truly see that this is the salvation of God
那同时呢我们一定要这个像这里所说的追求这个灵修的生活
And at the same time we need to do what is recorded here We need to pursue a life of spiritual cultivation
特别是我们在加强祷告的事情上
Especially the matter of praying
有时候光是祷告还不够还要禁食祷告
Sometimes praying is not enough We need to fast and pray
所以你看其实总会他就提醒我们、每一个教会在灵恩布道会之前呢差不多一个月以前弟兄姐妹跟护责人就要开始为这个事情进行祷告。
So the General Assembly always remind each church that before the spiritual convocation, one month before it, all the church council members and brothers and sisters need to fast and pray.
也就是说，建议如果能够这样做的话，我们就看到，哎，神的能力在我们当中显现。
They suggest that we do this, and then if we do so, then we will see the power of God.
因为这是照着圣经启示录里面所留下给我们的这个。这个 pattern 就是它这个、这个模式的
Because this is according to the pattern that's recorded in the Bible that's shown to us.
我们有这样子祷告，我们就听到神的声音。
When we pray like this, then we'll hear the voice of God.
所以让我们一起来、祈求神打开福音的门。
So let us all pray together to ask God to open up the door of the gospel.
被神的灵感动，去都能够这样子去勇敢的传福音呢。
And that every one of us will be moved by the Holy Spirit to preach the gospel boldly.
勇敢的讲神的道理。
And to speak the word of God courageously.
一定满心喜乐。
And then we will be filled with joy.
教会人数就增加。
And the number, the members of the church will grow. 神的
恩典，神迹奇事显明在我们当中。
And the blessings and the miracles, the works of God will be manifested among us. May God guide us. Let's sing a hymn.